At much the same time as these developments in China, Greek civilization was flourishing. Like China, Greece was not a single nation, but a collection of separate city-states under various systems of government. Most were ruled by a monarch or an aristocracy, but Athens had established a form of democracy under a constitution introduced by the statesman Solon in 594 BCE. Hello, I'm Izzyliana Lane-Burke. Welcome for another episode of the Politics Podcast. The city became the cultural center of Greece and provided an intellectual space in which philosophers could speculate on what constituted the ideal state, what its purpose was, and how should it be governed. Here, Plato advocated rule in the light of philosopher kings, while his pupil, Aristotle, compared the various possible forms of government. Their theories would form the basis for Western political philosophy. After Aristotle, the golden age of classical Greek philosophy drew to a close as Alexander the Great embarked on a series of campaigns to extend his empire from Macedon into northern Africa and across Asia as far as the Himalayas. But in India, he met with resistance from an organized opposition. The Indian subcontinent was composed of various separate states, but the emergence of an innovative political theorist, Chanakya, helped to transform it into a unified empire under the rule of his protege, Chandragupta Maurya. Chanakya believed in a pragmatic approach to political thinking, advocacy, strict discipline, with the aim of securing economic and material security for the state rather than the normal welfare of the people. His realism helped to protect the Mauryan Empire from attack and brought most of India into a unified state that lasted for more than 100 years. Meanwhile, another power was rising in Europe. The Roman Republic had been founded in about 510 BCE with the overthrow of a tyrannical monarchy, a form of representative democracy similar to the Athenian model was established. A constitution evolved with government led by two consuls elected by the citizens annually and a senate of representatives to advise them. Under this system, the Republic grew in strength, occupying provinces in most of the mainland Europe. However, in the 1st century BCE, civil conflict spread in the Republic as various factions viewed for power. Julius Caesar seized control in 48 BCE and effectively became emperor, bringing the Republic to an end. Rome had once again come under a monarchical dynastic rule, and the Roman Empire was to dominate most in Europe for the next 500 years. Now, let's focus on paternalists. Kong Fu Zi, or Master Kong, who later became known in the West by the Latinized name of Confucius, lived during a turning point in China's political history. He lived at the end of China's spring and autumn period, around 300 years of prosperity and stability, during which there was a flowering of art, literature, and, in particular, philosophy. This gave rise to the so-called Hundred Schools of Thought, in which a wide range of ideas was freely discussed. In the process, a new class of thinkers and scholars emerged, most of them based in the court of a noble family, where they were valued advisors. The influence of these scholars' new ideas inspired a shake-up of the structure of Chinese society. The scholars were appointed in merit rather than due to family connections, and this new meritocratic class of scholars was a challenge to the hereditary rulers who had previously governed with what they believed was a mandate from heaven. This caused a series of conflicts as various rulers vied for control over China. during this era, which became known as the Warring States period, became increasingly clear that a strong system of government was necessary. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Izzy-Liana Lindberg. If you want more updates about my podcast, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Izzy_Berg. This podcast is now available at many platforms and will be available on iTunes and Apple Podcasts soon. If you want to send me some message, go ahead and click the link there at the description. anchor.fm/izzy-berg/message. Hope to see you again next Saturday. Good day.